watched every motion of the ship, and repeated each direction of the pilot. The vague disquietude which prevailed among the spectators had so much affected one of the crowd that he did not await the arrival of the vessel in harbour, but, jumping into a small skiff, desired to be pulled alongside the Pharaoh, which he reached as she rounded into La Réserve Bazin. When the young man on board saw this person approach, he left his station by the pilot, and, hat in hand, leaned over the ship's bulwarks. He was a fine, tall, slim young fellow of 18 or 20, with black eyes and hair as dark as a raven's wing, and his whole appearance bespoke that calmness and resolution peculiar to men accustomed from their cradle to contend with danger. "Ah, is it you, Dante?" cried the man in the skiff. "What's the matter? And why have you such an air of sadness aboard?" "A great misfortune, Monsieur Morel," replied the young man. "A great misfortune for me especially. Off Civitavecchia, we lost our brave captain, Leclerc." "And the cargo?" inquired the owner eagerly. "All is safe, Monsieur Morel, and I think you will be satisfied on that head. But poor Captain Leclerc, what happened to him?"